A little tight. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Welcome to Black Hat 2017 and SecurityGuyTV.com. What's your name, sir?
My name is Philip Lieberman.
And what's the name of your software and your website?
Well, the name of the company is Lieberman Software, leibsoft.com, L-I-E-B-S-O-F-T.com.
And what do you guys do?
So we do tools for IT administrators. We have a platform for privileged identity, privileged access management, and we also have a cyber defense platform.
Now, privileged identity, I like the way that sounds. It sounds like you're saying no and then giving permissions for things.
Oh, no, no. We want to say yes.
Don't you want to say no first?
No, no. Yes.
Okay. Yes to certain people.
Well, you know what it is? We want the right people having the right access
exactly,
at the right time for the right reasons.
Right.
But we don't want to get in their way. But the other thing we want to do is really kind of screw up those people who are trying to get in and are not supposed to be there.
Now, what's the application for this?
Well, so the application really is this. If you think about a typical enterprise, they have all kinds of keys, passwords, and in, say, a typical company, they have to change them every 30, 60, 90 days.
Right.
So if somebody gets in the environment and they attack it and they steal one of those passwords, they can use that environment for 30, 60, 90 days. We have a different idea. Instead of having humans change those passwords by hand, we decided to make the entire operation automated.
Oh.
So we discover the accounts, discover the machines, discover where the passwords are being used, and change it. Let the machines deal with the machines and change all of this. And then if a user needs to get in, we know who's supposed to have access to what and when. And then we grant them that access. We give them the password, or we elevate them on a specific machine, or we send them to what's called a proxy where they can run their apps, but they're running on a different machine, and you just get a video feedback.
Right.
So the idea behind this is that we want to make it tough for the bad guys and make it easy for the, you know, the good people who are supposed to be having access to these systems.
So I've done about 200 of these cyber shows, and I've not heard this approach yet, right? And are you kind of unique?
Which approach is that?
That you're, you know, that you're automatically taking care of the keys and the, you know, changing passwords, make sure everything's set up. I haven't heard of an automation software that does that yet.
So, you know, it's so funny. You know, we saw this coming about 20 years ago. You know, as environments started getting bigger and bigger, we started to see that IT was having problems being able to keep control. They didn't know what machines they had.
They didn't know
what accounts they had. They didn't know where they were being used. And then things started growing. And they're starting to grow to just, when you think of IoT, billions of devices.
Right.
Those are billions of keys, billions of passwords that are just going unmanaged. And so the thing that we saw was that human beings were beginning to break down 20 years ago in their ability to manage IT and manage security. And so our thought was, well, let's see what we can do. You have a thing called Google, which can go out and, you know, scan the web, crawl the web to go find where things are. We thought, wouldn't it be a great idea to come up with the same idea to crawl the environment of IT to find the machines, find the identities, figure out where they're being used, and then connect something to the other end of it that would say, well, if we know what we have, let's change this on a schedule. Change this by connecting it up to other systems like SIMs or intrusion detection. If they see an intrusion, then call us. We'll change every password that's out there in just a few minutes.
Yeah, I think the key is that, and I learned this at Fox. When I was at Fox, we had IT guys came around, helped you at the desk. Then there was the guys upstairs that ran things, right?
Uh-huh.
Smart guys.
Uh-huh.
Not good managers. Not people persons. An IT guy managing an IT guy is a disaster. No offense, you guys. So in my security department, I had a big security department, I had an IT division that reported to me.
Uh-huh.
And I could keep those guys spinning, and we stopped the infighting and all the little things. Like, I'm smarter than you, you're smarter than me. A lot of that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just managing all that stuff, not the data, not the ones and zeros, but where to keep track of the machines and stuff, different discipline.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think this is a brilliant idea to help them with that, right? If you gave that job to purchasing, they'd keep it smooth. Even if they don't know anything about IT, because they keep track of things, you know?
Yeah, you know, in fact, so what we announced at the RSA show was something called Red Suite, Rapid Enterprise Defense Suite. Now, that's a really good marketing term, but let me tell you what we found. So one of the things that I was talking to Kevin Mandiant one day about what he sees at Mandiant and at FireEye and what they see in intrusions, because that's what they do. They have a whole team that goes out and deals with us. And most of the intrusions happen because of stupid things.
Yeah.
Just stupid mistakes. It's not, it was nothing gigantic. It was something just dumb that was done. So we came out with a set of tools for IT administrators to go out and scan the environment looking for just stupid stuff. You know, for example, you created a bunch of accounts, but you never got rid of them. You gave a bunch of people all this access. You were planning to get rid of the access, but you never did it.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we developed besides this privileged identity were a tool, a set of tools that could go against these kind of dumb things. It's called health checks. And in fact, you look at a lot of the security providers, managed security providers and others. So we're working with Optiv and other companies like ePlus and others. And what they do is they have this idea of a health check. They'll literally go into a company and say once a month, and they will scan it looking for stupid things and fix them. And so that way, the problem doesn't get bigger. It's like exercising and fixing problems before they get too far.
Right. Yeah. The pain in your back that could be a sign of something much worse.
Exactly.
But that makes sense, and on a monthly basis even, because a number of devices are being added or removed, or applications,
right. Sure.
For example, and who has access to the applications. And did you know that by accessing a particular application gives access to payroll information, which goes to the entire discussion of privileged access?
Oh, sure. But it's even things like networks. You see people in IT will connect things together because they want to get something set up, and they won't disconnect the cable, or they won't break it out into its own separate network and air gap it. And so there's like all of these really dumb things that, you know, when you look at Home Depot, how that happened, connecting the air conditioning system to the payment system networks. So what we're really saying is that if you have tools, it makes it easier to find the dumb stuff.
Yeah.
But you have to actually have somebody looking for these things. So people have to care about it. And a lot of IT people care, but they don't necessarily have the best tools to deal with it or the best guidance. And sometimes even the CEO is not on their side and the board isn't on their side. But that's changing these days.
We had five guards at Fox that have been dead for over 5 years. Still getting a paycheck. Still getting cash.
That's a good job.
It's a great job, isn't it?
Where was the money going? That's what I want to know.
Well, that's another story. But the main story is what you're talking about is that nobody turned it off. Nobody said, stop sending a check. And it's all the switch on the HR computer. It's a switch in IT for access control. Their badges have, you know, not been canceled, right? So I get this part. This is really important.
Do you know why that happened? It was because they didn't have a system and a process that was automated.
That's right.
It was probably a manual process. And you see, I believe personally and in my heart that automation is our salvation. The more we can have machines scan and repair and find things and be the workflow and do all the boring stuff and let humans be there for judgment, the better off we'll all be. And that's one of the things we've been focusing on, is trying to reduce the burden on IT, trying to make IT's job easier. And we can make it better with tools, but it still requires process. So we do free training, and we bring people in, explain them how to use the tools. But we want them to do more than that. We want them to bring in this concept of understanding what can go wrong, what are the best practices of how to do things. Because IT security is behavioral. But it's also technology. But it's mostly behavioral, surprisingly, and it's also architectural.
Yeah, I agree with the behavior part. I think a lot of people think it's IT and ones and zeros, and it's really a person involved in the process. It's all about people.
It really is. You know, I was doing an interview on, Orange is the New Black, because they got compromised. Their content got compromised. In fact, there were issues at some of the other studios, that we've seen. And it's not really till a company gets compromised that they begin to see the value. And in some cases, it's the board of directors sees this loss to shareholder equity of what's happened. Or the CEO sees his or her career being shortened as a result of this lack of governance. I've always said that the head of IT security should be the CEO. Because it's the CEO who has the power to tell the business units,
exactly,
you have to clean up your act.
That's right. I think non-IT people should be in charge of IT people. I've always said that.
Well,
because they're managers of people.
True.
They get people. And if I can get you to work as a person with your expertise and skill set, we're successful.
Sure.
And I'm not sure that the guy that pushes the ones and zeros is that always that sort of person. No offense to my IT friends. But I get what you're saying. I like you, Phil. This is really cool stuff.
It is.
Tell us what keeps you up at night. We got 1 minute left.
What keeps me up at night?
What are you worrying about the most?
You know, our job, our mission is to make it so that the good guys keep what they have and make it difficult for the bad guys. But the thing that keeps me up at night is the fact that there's so much old stuff in the market. There's so many old routers, switches, devices that were not built for security. And I'm just always concerned that one day somebody's going to brick some of that. And so we're working hard with a lot of the infrastructure companies, trying to get them to update their stuff and make it more secure. So I'd say the thing that keeps me up at night is, well, of course, in our own products, having a bug in them. Yeah. You know, and I know we have bugs, and we're just always trying as hard as we can to make the stuff as secure as we can, as good as we possibly can. But we're human beings. We make mistakes.
Excellent points. We had a guy yesterday that told us that hardware is probably 10 years behind.
It is.
Because that thing keeps working. I still got my Televideo 8086 computer with two floppy drives. It still works.
Yeah, running CPM.
30 years old. Still works.
I love it.
I just used to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Philip.
It's a pleasure.
Librasoft, thanks for coming on the show.
Check out
Phil's website at Librasoft.
No, Leapsoft.
Leapsoft. I'm sorry.
Leapsoft.com.
Leibsoft. It's like Lieberman Software, Leapsoft.
Excellent.
.com.
You say it much better than I do. Thank you.
I've had a lot of practice saying it.
Thanks. Come on, Security
Thank
Guy. TV.com at Black Hat 2017. All right. We're out.